With a sharp increase in swine flu cases in recent days, hospitals across the country are bracing for an epidemic. The first batch of 95,000 swine flu vaccines arrived earlier this week, and on Thursday the Czech government announced who would be first in line to receive them. Sarah Borovka has been following the story and joins me in the studio now. So, Sarah, what's the latest on the government's strategy as far as distributing those newly arrived vaccines?
Well, we have 50,000 doses of the vaccine, which will be distributed starting tomorrow to hospitals and doctor's offices across the country. And GPs are expected to start vaccinating people as soon as they get them. There's also been some good news. It turns out that instead of two doses of the vaccine per patient, one will suffice in most cases. So that means that almost a million Czechs can be vaccinated with this first batch of vaccines. And we are also set to receive an additional 700,000 doses just to vaccinate the high-risk groups. And doctors will start vaccinating chronically ill patients and health workers first, and also people who are deemed key to functioning of the state. There's also been a supply of antiviral medicine for 2.5 million patients.
Now the million-dollar question, Sarah, how close is the Czech Republic to an epidemic?
Well, according to Chief Hygiene Officer Michal Vít, he said on Thursday that on average there is 1,520 people infected with a viral infection per 100,000 residents in the Czech Republic, which means we're still below the threshold of an epidemic, which would be 2,000 infected patients per 100,000 residents. But he said he expected the number of infections to exceed 2,000 by early December.
Okay, and the Ministry of Education, of course, has been dealing with the matter as well. What's the situation like in Czech schools?
Well, a lot of schools have been seeing empty classrooms. So the Ministry of Education sent out guidelines for schools with a high number of infected students. And basically, if about 15 to 20% of the students are home sick, schools can announce a flu closure of up to 5 school days. They have to consult with their regional hygiene office first, though. But even before this new guideline was given out, several schools across the country have been shutting down last week and this week as well.
Hospitals have also been restricting visits as well, I presume?
Yes, that is true. In Prague alone, there's been 3 hospitals. ICOM Institute has restricted visits. It's a specialized heart clinic here in the city. And also the Nahumolce and Kajalovské Vinohrady hospitals have been closing their doors to visitors.
So far, we know that 3 people have died of the swine flu virus in the Czech Republic. Are there any patients who are infected with the H1N1 virus who are now in a critical condition?
Well, there is a case right now of a 5-year-old who is hospitalized in Uský nad Labem, and she was reported to be in a critical state on Wednesday, but thankfully her state has now improved and she's stable. So far, 650 patients have been tested positive for the H1N1 virus, but we expect the actual number of cases to be much, much higher.
Okay, well, Sarah Borovka, thanks for that update, and we will, of course, bring you more news on that story as it happens. Now, for the last time, in fact, David.